Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
In a meeting, I felt in the spirit that my arms were being touched. What might this signify?
Yeah, it's strength, depending on what part, but it could be strength. The arms represent strength. Reaching out to something new could be coming to you. If it's your biceps, your elbow would be probably transition. Your biceps are that area, strength. Your shoulder area would be shouldering things in strength. And your hands, reaching out to something new and bringing healing as well. And those are generalizations. But I'm also getting prophetically some of these things. You can receive it whether you're feeling or not.
Is there a prophetic reason that you're wearing a green shirt today?
Yeah, when I chose it, I looked at it. I said, well, growth and prosperity. Green is growth and we need finances as well. We need growth. And part of it is the breakthrough. And sometimes when I go to the closet, I look and see, what do I need, Lord? That's what I wear each day, whatever's clean that is.
I keep saying breaker, breaker, 1-9, the CB radio phrase used by truckers to initiate conversation. I believe God is about to increase communication.
Amen. And breaker 1-9, I just heard almost like a shofar in the distance just now in the spiritual realm. And I heard this, a blowing of a horn. I know that we don't have any shofars around here, but I heard the spirit just now. Well, I heard that. And the 1-9, look up. I do internet searches. I just type in the Bible 1-9 or Bible 1:9, or ask the Lord to speak to you, what it is. And he'll give you some more understanding. Yeah, there was some powerful things suddenly released with that. Jesus' name.
Can you recommend a resource for my friend who has only been having bad dreams?
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, well, Lord, I have so many on dreams. And so they're only experiencing bad dreams. My book, Understand Your Dreams Now. It's on Amazon, it's on our website, it's on Kindle, it's on everything. Understand Your Dreams Now. Talks about how to flip a negative dream to a positive. It's got a little dream dictionary in the back. Talking about the different ways. I think I would start with that one. And you can take a look at DougEdis.com/dreams and all the resources that are there. But I think that bad dream, one of my messages to flip it and flip it good. You deal with what the Lord's doing, but then we're going to flip it around to the positive in Jesus.
Can we accelerate God's blessing, or is it set in a fixed time?
Well, we can ask him to, that's for sure. Because if you ask, you will receive. Now, some things you have to walk through a season. What I do, in fact, this is in the free ebook on how to overcome anything. It's in the free ebook, is decreeing Bible verses. And so I'd find some Bible verses on acceleration, on moving quickly. And depends on what the subject is. Some things that, the Lord wants you to walk through just because it's a season to learn. We've been in a season of learning, season of transition. And now we've been in different seasons, but we're moving into a season of breakthrough. Before I forget, we're offering a free ebook. I haven't written an ebook in a while. It's called The Secret to Overcoming Anything. You can go to DougEdison.com/overcome and you can get it now. Just put in your email address, your name and email address, and you'll get it sent to you. The Secret to Overcoming Anything, free ebook.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. connect with him online at DougEdison.com.